Amen. Blessed people, 23:30, 11:30 p.m. East African time. Very, very, very serious time right now. Extremely serious time. Very, very serious at this hour. Very serious time. If you look at the prophecy that the mega prophets of Yahweh gave, gave while in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, standing on the mountain of the Lord, in the city of Jerusalem, and warning the whole earth, speaking to Jerusalem, telling her a bigger war is coming. Now you can see what you have in your hands. Now you can see, you can now see the type of war it has become. You can see how serious it is right now. And has become very, very serious, very serious. The prophecy I gave from Jerusalem, saying that there is a war coming between Israel and Iran. Look at what it has become. Unbelievable, historic, you people. And now there is the front in Lebanon, the northern part of Israel, southern Lebanon, the front with Lebanon, up Beirut. Bombings and gunfire, ground war is going on. Israeli troops are on the ground. And then you look at the one with Iran, how ugly it is becoming. Today, one fighter aircraft was shot down by Iran, F-15E. The two pilots ejected. One has been recovered. He has been rescued successfully. But one not yet. You can imagine when they catch that one, they will put on TV, they will use it to torment the US and Israel. They will put him on TV saying, please stop the war, whatever. The way they normally would take POW, prisoners of war, and torment, use a psychological, emotional war against the enemy. And so you saw the knocking of the biggest bridge in Iran, the latest. And the news also have it that when the rescue helicopters went to rescue the pilots that were shot down by the Iranians in the southwestern part of Iran, then one of the helicopters has been shot down. That is the news you see streaming now. The rescue helicopters. And this is at a time when the US and Israel had announced that they have a total air supremacy, air superiority, that they are taking over the entire airspace of Iran. They can do what they want anyway. But now today, all of a sudden, they have shot down one F-15 fighter. And then when the rescue helicopters went, they rescued one pilot. Another one is not yet known whether he's alive or not. But when now they went in that mission of rescue, one helicopter has been struck by the Iranians. And the news coming in is that they have also, they have shot down one A-10. Those are AWACS. AWACS, these are surveillance aircrafts. They have this very special gadget for surveillance. It's a very sophisticated gadget for GPS, intelligence reviews, and everything. They pick every information, telecommunication, and all. And if you look at the manner in which Iran shot it down, the A-10, they shot at that very gadget. That very gadget that collects intelligence is what they shot. That means they have some kind of very sharp technology and superior, the Iranians. And that plane, we are told, came down also. And most likely more people have also come down, I mean the crew. So the prophecy from Jerusalem is getting uglier. You can imagine the response of Israel and the USA is going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable after that. And it might get a little tougher because you see as if Donald Trump is begging for negotiations, for settlement, for ceasefire talks. The Iranians are saying, no, we don't want to talk. We want to fight until we win. So you see the whole thing is flipped back and forth. Upside down. And that could be a serious situation. Very, very serious. And the same Iran is striking Qatar, striking Kuwait, striking UAE, striking Oman, striking Saudi Arabia, striking these nations, you know, and they are hitting oil platforms, I mean oil refineries, huge storage tanks. They are sharp, and their missiles, when they come to Israel here today, they have hit the military support center, which is, I think, in the Galil. And yesterday they hit Petah Tikva. They hit there very seriously, and Tel Aviv. And their missiles are accurate. Very serious. And you know, Israel is going to respond. It won't take it lying down to respond in a manner that's shocking. And yet we know that Israel also is the beholder of nuclear weapons. If their survival is at stake, they can decide to use these small strategic weapons. They're unbelievable. It's a very serious time right now. So the Lord took me to a place where there was a meeting. And in that meeting, it was a conversation going on between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu on phone. But the commanders on the ground who were in that conversation, they were in the war room. And those commanders were talking with the leaders, the two leaders, and they were saying our strategy is to bomb, 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 bomb. After that, then we want our troops to enter in there. The Israelis were saying that we really long to engage the Iranians. We long to enter the ground and show them, to teach them some battle combat. Once we enter there, you will find that they are nothing. They will run away. It will shock the world that they are nothing, because they will run away. So there was that conversation. Bomb, 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 and then ground troops. And then today in the news, you see that finally the amphibious landing warships have arrived. These are warships that enter in the water, under the water, and then they come out on the other side as a tank, armored personnel carrier running on the land. These are normally for ground war. So you see the PBS News today, the public broadcasting service of the USA, they said that the warships carrying the ground forces, the 82nd Battalion, the cavalries and so forth, they have finally arrived in the war theater. Maybe any moment they can be deployed. Because when you look at the way things are going, this may turn into a ground war. Because to leave Iran in this state is not a joke. It would terrorize all the neighbors, you can tell. And so, it's a very serious moment. The Lord made me hear that they are contemplating a ground war. And yet when you look at the economic impact, I mean the global impact of all this, that the global energy sector is totally in chaos now, even Kenya, rationing everywhere. In the other nations, Kenya is also talking about, for 19 days, CG for 26 days, or 49 days, diesel, whatever. Serious stuff. Many countries have started telling their workers to work only 4 days. work only 4 days, not five. Very serious. I can see they're already using B-52 carpet bombers. That is serious war. That's for total devastation. And so that is what is going on. It's getting worse. It's unbelievable. And yet the one in Lebanon, the front in Lebanon, is serious ground combat. Soldiers are dying. 10 of them have died. And there's a lot of bombing with the Israeli Air Force and ground war. It's a very serious time, blessed people. When the church sees this, you need to prepare. This war could easily escalate to something totally out of control, especially considering the prophecy the Lord spoke about this war. And so, and yet at the same time, in Yamoussoukro, tremendous, tremendous visitation of God Almighty. When you look at that rain, it looked in the dream when the Lord lifted me up, when I asked the Lord in the dream, one-on-one, and I asked him, when will your cloud come? Because he showed me the cloud coming. Then when he answered me, he lifted me up above that meeting, and I saw myself, another me in the meeting, and the heavy rain was falling on me. All of you watched when I was talking to presidents or pastors about this. And then I was wet. I told them, you see, the Lord answered me by lifting me up and showing me rain, 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 rain. I'm wet and I'm becoming glorious. When you look at that rain, that is a unique rain. When you look at those streaks of rain, they look like glorious, glorious, glorious. They have been glorified. It's an outpour of the glory of God over there. When you look at that rain on the pictures, that is unique rain. Even the way there are streaks and streaks, I've never seen any rain like that. That is a very special rain. That's what he showed me in the dream before I left Kenya, and also the day two, the night before the meeting itself, when I came live to you before I went to the ground of the meeting. So that is very serious. That rain is glorious. Those white streaks. And such a, you can see the Lord came out. He wanted to really tell the world that he commands heaven and rain comes. The glory comes. He really wanted the world to see that rain. Glorious white rain, my Lord. And you see, when I'm engaging the pastors, I'm telling them, the presidents of pastors, that I see myself wet here. And you see, the first drizzles came but could not be recorded. They are very light drizzles. People just started shouting, hey, your prophecy is being fulfilled. Droplets are falling on me. But you see, we could not catch it on camera. That's why you hear me asking them, are you feeling the rain? They said, yes, we're feeling. Even the security, we're feeling rain. Everybody's feeling rain, even the pastors. And then what is amazing there is after I've given the prophecy to the presidents or pastors that I see myself wet here. Then, totally wet, drenched. Then you see me worshiping there. I point to them. I see, look, I've called the Lord. Look at the cloud. He's coming. The thick dark cloud is coming from that side. The pictures you see on the radio website, that is tremendous, that cloud. Tremendous. That's what the Lord showed me in the dream and spoke by voice from that cloud. But the issue is, I point to them. I say, look, the Lord is coming. I called him. Look, he is now coming. And everything is turning dark. And then you notice, after I've told them that I see myself drenched, the first droplets cannot be recorded well. So I began to worship. And you can tell I was telling him to come. I was speaking with him and telling him, now bring the visitation. Because I've seen myself wet, I've told them already. And talking to him and singing to him, waiting for him to arrive until the heaven opened there. It's a moment and a half waiting for the Lord now to pour the bigger droplets, the bigger rain, the one you see, white streaks, glorious, that when the droplets are falling on me, it's becoming more glorious. I'm becoming more glorious. I'm seeing from above in the dream at night. So you can imagine what a moment the church has entered into. And then shortly that prophecy is fulfilled in the eyes of the presidents or pastors. I am wet in their eyes. I gave it right there. I'm wet in their eyes. Because I wanted to know whether the cloud and the rain would come at the same time or different. Then the Lord answered that way. That when the rain will be on you, the cloud will be above. Tremendous, tremendous, blessed people. Awesome time. No other church. No other ministry No other minister, no other person, no other place, only here. The king is coming. God is here. And that's why now you have to walk with a lot of integrity, all of you, in the ministry of repentance and holiness. Remember, it's a privilege to serve here. So hold it with privilege, holiness, righteousness, and just be tight. Be tight. No fraud, no corruption, no ineptitude, porosity, not at all. Let us now tighten, because we can tell if you juxtapose that visitation and the war that is now turning from Israel, my Lord, is now beginning to become a global dread, devastation. Fertilizers have not arrived. That means the immediate effect is now, is lack of fuel. Nations are rationing fuel. Nations are stopping. People are lining up. Asia, it's lined up at the gas stations. Prices are going up. But there is fertilizers also. Ammonium nitrate and so forth, the sulfates that come from Qatar and that region. So the immediate one is fuel shortage. But in the near future, it is famine, because you find that fertilizer was not applied on food production in the fields. And then there will be a food shortage and inflation of prices. You remember the vision the Lord gave me in, that was Maputo 2, I think. Maputo 1, I think Maputo 1 or Maputo 2. Where the Lord gave me a coin, an ancient coin in my hand, to line up with some people, and grain was scarce. That famine is coming. It's a global famine. You can see now the Lord is devastating, destroying the earth. This war now has tumbled things upside down. Lack of fuel. All of a sudden, it occurs to the whole world that this Strait of Hormuz, has been a very critical part of the livelihood of the earth. And the Lord touches that place to be able to remove the comfort of men on the earth. Fuel tankers cannot pass. The war is on. Fertilizers cannot pass. Liquid natural gas is also passing through there. And so much stuff is passing through there. And then on this other side, going towards Suez Canal, is now Yemen. And Yemen is about to block it. And then it is such a crisis now. Crisis, global crisis. There is fuel shortage. Anytime you check on news, everywhere, in Palermo, Italy, in the USA, in Europe, Asia, Africa, fuel is a problem right now. France, Lyon, this is serious, blessed people. Yeah, this is serious, that prophecy from Jerusalem. And at the same time, you see now the Lord speaking with me that he's going to come to visit in the thick dark cloud before he left for the mission. Even in the aircraft, I've remembered when I fell asleep in the aircraft before we landed, again he showed me the thick dark cloud by voice. He said he's coming to visit. And he said, look at how thick the cloud is. Look at how dark the cloud is. Like a storm. He said like a storm, a tsunami storm. And so, and then I come live to you, and then look at that. Well, I'm going to the, I go there, I call him to come. These are wonders. Everybody who sees this should enter the eternal kingdom of God. And most importantly, fear the mega prophets of Yahweh. You can now tell. You can now tell. It's very clear now that this prophet walks very, very close to God the Father. You cannot antagonize him and see the eternal kingdom of God. Forget it. Not possible. That one is obvious now. That's very clear. Muy, muy claro. You can tell these are friends. This is the friend of Yahweh on the earth. It's a dreadful moment on the earth. He comes live on air and tells you that there's going to be an open heaven there. And he stands there and calls him. And then when God now comes, he tells them, look, I called him, he's coming. Look up in the sky, cameras facing up. But the storm, the rumbling when he's coming on the soil is unbelievable. The rumbling and the noise, the shaking when he's coming. And he makes his prophet to stand alone facing him, talking to him, singing to him. Meaning very soon, he will want me, he will want that kind of relationship to talk to him in the eyes of all people. You can understand what he's doing there. That very soon he's going to ask, come again and speak. You will make his servant stand forward and speak with the cloud. Speak with him. And he will do things. Serious things. But to tell the pastors that, because the first wave came, and people said, hey, your prophecies make fulfilled. Heaven is open, rain is falling on us. But when I checked, the droplets were too small. Because what to document it? This is the visitation of the Godhead. I knew there would be the cloud, two visitations in one, of the thick dark cloud and the visitation of the open heaven. In other words, the Lord revealing two prophets, telling them the two prophets are here. And so I asked him, when will you come, Lord? When? When is it going to happen? When are you going to come? And then I'm standing in front of the president of pastors, live into your living rooms, into your churches. And I say, look, the first wave when it came, very, very small drizzles, nobody can record. And it's as if it was passing, as if it has gone, as if everything is gone. And then I say, but I see myself wet here. Very wet. The Lord, when I asked him, he lifted me up and showed me a lot of rain falling on me, and as if I'm becoming glorious. It's glorious rain. And then shortly after that, I am really wet. Now the heaven opens there. Tremendous. Very, very serious, blessed people. And the war is raging on very seriously. Iran is coming up very tough. That means this could be a protracted war. There could be some ground war. There may be troops on the ground from Israel and USA attacking Iran. And that would be unbelievable. I have had them contemplating that. But the visitation in Yamoussoukro, Ivory Coast. When I just arrived from Abidjan and arrived where the senior presidents of pastors were prepared a reception. Recognize you. You are the one God has given revival in your hands to revive the nations, revive the church, revive the earth. We recognize that authority. We welcome you here. And I want to request you to open heaven over Yamoussoukro, because you did in Abidjan. He was talking there, open heaven, you're requesting for it. Can you imagine? And I'm sure Randy and the editing team, they have put that part there when he's requesting that I open heaven over that nation, over the nation of Yamoussoukro, the city of Yamoussoukro. And then, surely enough, it happens. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.